Tonight we'll give you part two from the trio Pray for Brain.
You ready for Slate? This is another old one that goes back in our repertoire. We've laid it dormant for a number of years and recently resurrected it in a nice, funky little version. This is a tune that carries the name of the rag it's based on. This is simply entitled Yaman. Mm-hmm. This is a tune we'll just simply call Miss Handy. Thank you. it is, as both Chris and Jefferson, you know, touched on, it really is about three musicians having these dialogues and conversations, because his drum set is so melodic the way he has it tuned, and Jefferson also does this very interesting thing where he can actually sort of bend the pitch on the drums, and he can actually match melodic lines with me and with Christine, and yet there are also times where we just go and just actually, well, I'll just play like rhythms and just join rhythmic figures, and so we're all three at once, both rhythmic players and melodic players, and that makes it very exciting and dynamic, because the conversations can go any which way.
How does the conversation start? What we're hearing, a lot of what we're hearing tonight, is material that has not been released on a formal recording, at least.
That's true.
Maybe if we're looking into 2015 or later, these may in some form come back to us on a recording.
Yeah.
But how did they begin?
Oh, it's an interesting process. It's always all three of us. It is usually there are two things that tend to happen the most. One is that one of us will bring in a little lick or an idea or a bass line or a little rhythm or something, and we will just sort of work it, and then we'll improvise on it, and then some accident will happen, and it'll go someplace odd, and we'll go, let's remember that one. Very frequently, particularly in the first years, we recorded almost everything we rehearsed because we knew that those moments would happen and that we would want to mine them later to find what we've got. The other way that things happen is just by pure improvisation, and it's fundamentally the same process. We play things, we listen to each other, and then we start weeding out and editing and putting things together, a lot of recombining of parts. Some of our tunes, one of the ones we played tonight, is actually in some ways about five different tunes that we have slowly over time edited down, so it's just basically one continuous thing.
Mm-hmm. But with changes of mood, because I think I know the
big changes of mood. That's what we get off on. That's what we have fun with making one song go to all kinds of different places, melodically, dynamically, rhythmically, mood. I love sometimes in some of our stuff where the emotion will change dramatically in the course of a song. You know, some parts of it will be moody, and some parts of it would be chipper, and some parts of it would be downright silly. Mm-hmm. And we love all of it.
Well, we can imagine how the audience at the Outpost received it just a few days before you came into our studio for this session. And on November 20th in Santa Fe, Dual Brewery, who've been doing really firing it up with a whole range of different artists, from Balkan bands to country bands to instrumental aces. I mean, Duel has been doing some...
It's a great club.
I've been hearing more and more about it from people down here. Well, we can imagine how they might receive it, but in a very short period of time, you're going to be in India, and you're going to be there for a while. What do you expect the audience in India is going to... And what audience is it going to be?
Boy, are we curious. If we could answer that question, we'd be happy. We are absolutely clueless of what we're going to be up against. All we know is that through Mustafa's efforts, he's good at getting stuff out on the web. We have some 8,000 Facebook followers in India.
Yeah, we have 10,000 Facebook followers, and 90% of them are in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and throughout the Middle East. You know, I mean, literally, we probably have maybe 300 or 400 fans in the U.S., and the rest are
not
all around the world. Yeah, I mean, it's astounding. And so somebody on Facebook reached out to us who liked the music and said, I'm putting together a festival, and invited us over. So we're going where the love is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know...
We're going where the rupees are.
So it should be an interesting experience. We don't really know, even at this stage, how long we'll be there, because there are a lot of things that are going to happen once we get on the ground, according to our sources. And we have a manager now in Mumbai, and she is still putting together things even at this point. So it should... You know, we'll probably be back sometime early January, we think.
So, but this region of South Asia has been... has been dealing with what's called world fusion for 20, even 40 years of one kind or another.
Yeah, if you go back to Ravi Shankar and who's the violin player he did?
Yehudi Menuhin.
Yeah, Yehudi Menuhin. Yeah, it goes back a long time.
And so they're not hearing sort of what in the 90s would have been novel in your music. They're hearing something else in your music. They have to be.
Yeah, if they're relating to it as familiar, it probably has to do not with the kind of tunes or the structures or the melodies or any of that, but just some of the sensibility, just some of the fact that with the fretless guitar, there's aspects of it that ring Indian, or some of our rhythms will sort of ring. Okay. Thank you.
You've been listening to Pray for Brain, recorded live in Studio A by Ethan Stein with Kevin Kissel, and camera work by Jefferson White. The band Pray for Brain are Mustafa Stefan Dill on guitars, Christine Nelson on bass, Jefferson Voorhees on drums.